Good evening. These are your RTL Today headlines at 7:30 p.m. I'm John Baker. The government is looking to advance a law that would grant the Minister for Home Affairs the power to force land swaps in a bid to break deadlocks and unblock vital construction projects stalled by a single holdout owner. Luxembourg's pavilion at the World Expo in Osaka has been declared a success by officials, having attracted 379,000 visitors and operated at near full capacity throughout the six-month event. The Judicial Administration has confirmed that former Defence Minister François Bauch and former Army Chief Alain Duchesne will not face criminal prosecution for the fatal 2019 Waldhof shell explosion. Russia has stated that ongoing talks to end the war in Ukraine were serious after earlier welcoming parts of a new US plan to halt the deadliest fighting in Europe since World War II. And finally, France's highest court has ruled against ex-president Nicolas Sarkozy after illegal financing of his 2012 re-election bid, the second definitive conviction of the former head of state. For more on these stories and for the latest headlines, head to rtltoday.lu. The weather will stay generally dry for the evening and into the night, although there is mainly cloud cover. Current temperature is around 3 degrees, although feeling somewhat colder, and it will cool further during the night.